You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird while we wait for our laundry.
Well, you know, we have to have clean clothes.
I know, but we left it because, you know, we do our laundry so much in the bunker in the winter that we splurge a little bit and actually have someone else do it.
Well, you drop it off and they wash it and fold it and put it in a bag, and then we pick it up.
So we're driving around the town looking for cheese, too, but we're waiting for our laundry to be done.
Not a bad thing.
Why not? And on the show this week, oh, wow, you know, we like to save money on the road, and that's why we head to thrift stores every so often looking for cheese and clothes and other things that they offer. But at the same token, apparently a couple other people came up with songs about thrift stores, which is rather cheesy, so that's why we're playing them.
Yes, very much so.
And I don't know much about this, in all honesty, Daffodil, but apparently there's something called bro country out there that talks about...
Well, it's like the attitude and the culture of guys and country music.
And they talk about trucks, they talk about girls, they talk about other things.
Beer, dogs...
Bear, that's the one I'm trying to think of when I'm talking like
shooting
this.
Shooting things, fishing.
Yeah. Anyway, a group we played before called There I Ruined It came up with a song called Got a Beer in My Beer, a tribute to bro country. And that's why we're going to play that.
Exactly.
But we're starting off with, hey, let's go to Hawaii. And the hit crew dig up some Hawaii party music. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm just playing it, okay? We've got High Tide shortly, but we're starting off Wiki Wiki Hula. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
On?
Cheese, please. Thank you.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm crazy, all for the love of you.
Tide. Pull your pants up. You don't want to get them wet. Oh. And before that, we had the hit crew with Wiki Wiki Hula. I was going to say Waikiki, but no. Wiki Wiki Hula.
Yes.
The Waikiki is in Hawaii.
Yes, it's a beach.
Yeah, there we go. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil. You're listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird. Including the hosts.
Yes.
Every
who
week.
Love thrift shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're big embracers of thrifting culture.
You know, I wish we could thrift online, Daffodil. It'd be so much easier.
You can, sort of, depending on where you go.
Oh, okay. Because I actually
It's the thrill of the hunt.
Well,
that's what keeps people who love thrifting going. It's a scavenger hunt for a good buy.
I think my record is up to 10 stores in one day.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And that's just exhausting at the end of it.
Because, you know, thrifting just means going shopping at a thrift store, a garage sale, or a flea market.
Oh, that's what it is. There's an actual definition. I didn't realize that. I just...
And there's even the whole thrift store chic thing where you buy stuff, clothing at the thrift store, and then you cut it up and glue it together in other shapes and make your own unique style out of it.
Ah, bottom line, it's a way to save money.
Yes, and in the United States, the big one is usually Goodwill, and in Canada, there are different ones, and in Nova Scotia, there's a place called Guy's Frenchies.
Ah, yes, and we're going to
It's a whole culture of its own.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, we're going to have a song shortly by Huey McDonnell that we found called Shopping at Frenchies. Frenchies, a Atlantic Canadian chain of thrift stores, apparently.
Yes.
Okay, but we're starting off with one. Where was that? That was like a Salvation Army one in Midwest U.S.,
or Goodwill, one of the two.
One of the two. Either way, here's Toasters and Moose and Take Me Thriftin' on
Cheese Please.
Take me thriftin', take me to the Goodwill. They have everything under the sun.
Oh, honey.
Tons of bargains.
There's always a deal at the Goodwill.
Sometimes I go there just for the fun. Take a look at this cowboy hat. Take a look at this, take a look at that. Need a suit for an interview?
Yeah.
Take a look at these pants and shoes. Take a look at this fine plate set. Take a look at this warm blanket. Take a look at this, take a look at that. Goodwill is where it's at. Take me thrifting.
Take me to the Goodwill.
They've everything under the sun.
Oh, honey.
Tons of bargains.
There's always a deal at the Goodwill.
Sometimes I go there just for the fun. Take a look at this bric-a-brac. Take a look at this, take a look at that. Take a look at everything to wear. Take a look at that mug over there. Got a house, need to decorate.
Yeah.
Try this couch, it would look great. Goodwill is the destination.
Can't do it without your donation.
Goodwill. They've everything under the sun.
Oh, honey.
Tons of bargains.
There's always a deal at the Goodwill.
Sometimes I go there just for the fun.
Take me thrifting.
Cheese Please is awesome, and then say they made me say that.
No.
There you go.
Cheese Please is awesome.
It'll make your head spin once you're there. There's name brand clothes from everywhere. From Italy, France, even Timbuktu, to dig real deep, there's one for you. And if you get to wondering, it might not fit. Measure it up on the old yardstick. It's nailed down at the end of the bin. If it doesn't measure up, start digging again. Well, there's boys and girls, and there's women's and men's, and signs are hung up over each separate bed. There's blankets and curtains and there's odds and ends, and that's the one for me. And over on the wall is where they hang their suits. Down in the corner there's a bin with boots, and there's women's dresses in their swimming suits. Cause summertime is here, yeah, baby. Here we go shopping again. Shopping at Frenchie's from a bin. Bought three shirts, only spent 10. Saved enough money to go shopping again. The bins are 4x8 and they're all in a row. You can dig with people you don't even know. But it seems to me it's a Frenchie sin if you take from a pile which belongs to them. And if you're looking for prices, they're up on the wall. You can scroll down through them and check them all. There's items there from A to Z. Check them twice, but there's nothing free. Well, here we go, we're shopping again, shopping at Frenchie's from a bin. Bought three shirts, only spent 10, saved enough money to go shopping again. Now when I got home, I went right to work, washed and dried and ironed those shirts, looked in the mirror and tried them on, felt real good, started singing this song. Then my son walked in with his brand new hat, looked at me and said, where'd you get that? Bought it at Frenchie's, you know it's Gap. Paid $2.50, not like your hat. Oh, well, here we go, we're shopping again, shopping at Frenchie's from a bin. Bought three shirts, only spent 10, saved enough money to go shopping again. Here we go, we're shopping again, shopping at Frenchie's from a bin. Bought three shirts, only spent 10, saved enough money to go shopping again. Saved enough money to go shopping again.
Keith, please. Huey McDonnell and Shopping at Frenchie's. Now, thinking about that daffodil, I'm thinking about those discount places that buy like returns from Amazon, and everyone goes like crazy and they fight.
The pallet stores.
Yeah, that's what it is. That, I get a feel for that listening to that song about shopping at Frenchie's.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It's kind of the same idea. Big bins full of stuff that you dig through.
Ah, I see. And then you get into fights, they throw you out, and the cops get called and all that stuff?
No fights.
Oh, okay. Darn.
Not a cage match.
Oh.
It's just shopping.
I thought I was going to drive by there and watch all the goings on, but...
No, it's not like a pancake house place.
That's good. I actually might shop there after all. And before that, we had Toasters of Moose, Take Me Thrifting, and Daffodil. I think you know the term. What is bric-a-brac?
Bric-a-brac is small decorative objects. So things like little statues or plates that you put up, or little, basically tchotchkes. They have little value.
So if I go into the thrift store in the corner and it says bric-a-brac, I don't see bricks there?
No, there's no bricks and there's no bracks.
Well,
there's like little ceramic dogs and little ceramic dancing girls. Little dishes that you put jewelry, bric-a-brac.
Cheese, you might say.
Yeah, it's kind of like the cheese of decorating.
Wow, we got to get some bric-a-brac for the van.
It'll just get broken when we go around the corner.
That's true. My name is Starfield.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
And
now we're going to do this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese, Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese, Please.
Why would you want to play that?
It's bro country.
I actually have a definition of bro country.
Bro country, tell me.
It's a form of country pop originating in the 2010s-ish.
Okay.
Influenced by 21st century hip-hop, hard rock, and electronica.
Really?
Bro country songs are often musically upbeat with lyrics about attractive young women, the consumption of alcohol, partying, blue jeans, boots, and pickup trucks.
Okay. Here's another quote I found, though. The trick to bro country is not about music, it's about noise, and most people are drunk listening to this crap.
Yeah, and the number one criticism of it is that it's all repetitive.
Okay.
It's all the same themes, Friday nights, alcohol, euphemistic references to sex and trucks, and there's no female bro country artists, it's all the guys.
Okay, so...
So let's play your song.
Yeah, the Instagram group, I think they're on Facebook as well, There I Ruined It, decided to do a tribute to bro country called Got a Bear in My Bear on...
Cheese, Please!
Truck, jeans, beer, girl, creek boots, truck, tan legs, train dog, beer, Dixie cup, fish bait, tailgate, small town, y'all, Hank song, whiskey shark, fake southern drawl. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck, got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck, dirt road, back road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. I got my boots in the dirt. Got the dirt from a dirt road beneath my truck. Got the truck from my girl. She's got the dirt. I got the dirt from a dirt road beneath my truck. Got the truck from my girl. She's got the dirt. Got the dirt. Got the dirt from the dirt road beneath my truck. Got the truck from my girl. She's got the boots in the dirt. Got the dirt from a dirt. Chevy in my truck, got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck. Dirt road, back road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. A John Deere, cold beer, neon lights, down home, hay bale, jeans real tight. Red dirt, amen, farm, double wide, beer, 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 and I'm proud of my pride. Got a beer. And a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck. Dirt road, back road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck. Dirt road, back road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck. Dirt road, back road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans truck.
Swirls and curls of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. There's rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You're leaving laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Keys, please. It's never a bad time to play the delightful tones of Leonard Nimoy. At least on our show, anyway.
Absolutely true.
Doing a Joni Mitchell classic, Both Sides Now.
Very true.
And he's putting a lot of emotion in it. Considering Spock was emotionless, it's kind of illogical,
yes,
when you think about it.
Nimoy was logical and illogical at the same time.
That's true. One minute he said he wasn't Spock, the next said he is Spock. So go figure. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yes, and we're ending off the show. We're getting into the glove compartment. Here we go. Almost got my foot.
I'm telling you, you need both thumbs.
Yeah, I know. But we're ending off the show. Instead of calling it the glove compartment, the song is called The Phone Booth. What's a phone booth, Daffodil?
It is an archaic thing that people used to have to use to make calls to each other when they didn't have a phone in their pocket.
Wow.
If you were away from your house and you needed to make a phone call, you had to find a phone booth or a payphone.
And I think Tony Fabry's going to tell you all about it. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
In the phone booth, I saw a message written on the wall. A phone number of a girl dreaming a nice guy would call. Just a phone booth, a far out booth, a wonderful place to go. Lucky phone booth, that is the truth, is the coolest spot I know. Made up my mind, went in the phone booth and made my phone call. I was shaking, a young girl answered, "Hi, let's have a ball." We had a talk, a real sweet talk, then she agreed to meet me. Oh, what a date, a perfect mate, oh, what a love that will be. The phone booth and made my phone call. I was shaking, a young girl answered, "Hi, let's have a ball." We had a talk, a real sweet talk, then she agreed to meet me. Oh, what a date, a perfect mate, oh, what a love that will be. I feel so good. She said she would. Ooh, oh, what a love that will be. I feel so good. She said she would.
Weekly sample of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are now.